Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about global peace in our lifetime, how it's not just possible. I'm actually going to argue that it is inevitable. And we are doing something about it. We'll talk about that as well. Before we get started today, quick shout out to new listeners in Moscow, Russia. Very, very cool. Spasibo za eto svyazh. Thank you for this connection. It is so fantastic to have you on board. All of our pages, we have a worldwide audience, and all of our pages on the website and lastingpeace.org should be translatable. I don't know how good the translation is. Maybe y'all can let me know. That being said, if you have thoughts, ideas, questions, experiences you want to share, please use the link in the show notes and let me know. Send me a note. If you have a question, I guarantee a lot of other people around the world have the same one. We are all just rolling through the stages together. So let's talk about global peace in our lifetime. I commonly get the question, because people will see my profile as, you know, humanitarian, working for global peace, and they're like, yeah, good luck with that. You know, humanity is a mess. No, it's not. Humanity is right on schedule. Global peace is one of those goals that everyone would like to see happen, but at the same time, they think it's impossible. How do you get, at the moment, 8 billion people to stop fighting and start helping each other? And I was speaking once with somebody I just had connected with on LinkedIn. Somebody had sent a connection request. It was a lawyer in Afghanistan, in the courts in the capital. And he once told me that there's no hope for peace in his country. That generation after generation know only war. How can they even imagine peace if, for three generations, they've never seen it? And while I don't doubt a significant lack of hope in that country, from the outside, we all have faith that hope and peace can be restored there one day. But faith and hope are not a strategy. Action is required. And there's amazing people working this from the top. The Peace One Day Initiative, founded by Jeremy Gilley. It asks world leaders and individuals and even insurgent groups to pause all fighting for one single day of nonviolence every September 21st, International Peace Day. And it works. The International Day of Peace has been adopted by an increasing number of heads of state and even terrorist groups. Let me repeat that. Terrorist groups agreed to a day of peace and nonviolence. This, and how did they do that? Well, this single day allows medical NGOs to go into conflict zones and to deliver vaccinations and medical care to people who normally wouldn't have access to it because there's a lot of violence going on. And nobody thought it can be done, but they did it. Well, how did they do it? They wrote letters, they traveled the world, and they asked. Nobody had ever asked. So clearly there's more than hope for peace in Afghanistan. There's actually an established day, September 21st. And if you can do it one day, you can do it for 2 days. And eventually you can do it long term. And now this kind of top-down effort has immediate impact and some really significant ripple effects. And I'll let you go and Google all of that. It's really impressive and worth the read. But how do you turn one day into every day? That's where something more of a bottom-up approach comes in. You have to solve the source of the problem, the reason that there's violence in the first place. So how do you do that? Well, we'll get there. Let me take a diversion for a moment. And let's take a moment to talk about a different subject. And that is your own personal development journey. Your journey of self-development, asking the big questions, looking inside yourself to find the truth, your path to personal peace, yours. See, as you travel this path, you make peace with yourself, you make peace with others, you make peace with your world. You accept yourself, you accept others, even if you disagree with them. And you arrive at a beautiful perspective on yourself and on others and on life in general. This is how it naturally progresses for all of us. And you are personally at peace when you reach that place. Usually it's about stage 8. You're personally at peace, even if you live in a stressful environment. See, at some point you decide to live and let live. That's stage 6. Just a little over halfway through the cycle. And you stop having grudges and you stop getting angry and offended because you can see the humanity in others and you can see your own humanity. And when you reach that stage, which is stage 6 and above on the cycle of human development, you just don't start conflict. You don't start war. You don't start violence. You have no interest in it because other parts of life are so much more interesting and so much more exciting. So what if every person in a particular town had reached stage 6, live and let live? Well, it would be a really peaceful town. It'd be a town where people pursue their own paths of interest and they help their neighbors when in need. Now, what if everyone in the world had reached stage 6? The whole world. It would be a very peaceful world indeed. Entire countries would have no interest in war or violence. And this would affect their choice of leaders. It would affect their governments at large. It would have an interesting ripple effect. But let's get real. Let's get really real here. You're never going to have 100% of humanity in stage 6. You see, new people are always being born. 250 new lives enter this world every minute. So far in this podcast has been 8 minutes long. That's a lot of new lives. And they have to traverse this cycle of development just like the rest of us. Now, they got to start with stage 1, and they have to address each stage in turn. So there's always going to be people in stage 1 and 2 and 3 focused on their needs, and stage 4 and stage 5 focused on their ideologies. There's always going to be people who are in stage 3 so deeply focused on their needs, disregarding others and hurting others to fulfill their own needs. And there's always going to be people in stage 5 so focused on their ideologies that they can't even see their own humanity, much less the humanity of others. And so in short, there's always going to be some small segment of humanity who is willing to hurt others and start violence. And this is statistically unavoidable. But what if the overwhelming majority of humanity was past all of that? What if the number of people in stage 3 and stage 5, which are the made very, very difficult stages, is so small that they are effectively neutralized? What if each town and each neighborhood connects deeply with each other, offering the kind of real connection that will naturally move these individuals to later stages quickly so they don't stay in them too long? Help them move themselves. What if at any one moment the number of people traversing these more challenging stages is so small that calls for violence and exploitation never achieve critical mass? Now that would be a really peaceful world. So the answer to lasting global peace is to help each individual find personal peace for themselves. Now, this is an entirely different strategy than most people working for global peace are taking. But there are lots of other people working lots of other strategies. Nobody's working this strategy, so I am. So now let's suppose that you already found personal peace, that you've already been working through the stages and you got there and life is beautiful. Could you guide somebody else? Could you help a friend or a relative through that journey that you just finished? Well, of course you can. And especially if you had a roadmap that you could, you know, that they could use to largely guide themselves, and if you mentor them a little bit based on just your own experience, and then you encourage them in their journey, they will achieve that personal peace much faster. And I'm talking months instead of what would normally be years. So can you help two people in this way? Of course you can. It doesn't cost anything and it takes shockingly little of your time. So what if you mentored two people to achieve personal peace and then they mentored two people each and they in turn mentored two people each? You get the idea. It's a geometric series. So in the beginning, you've affected the lives of two people. And then you've affected the lives of six people. But 32 steps after you start, 32 layers of that, you've affected over 8.5 billion people. And that is entirely possible. That's not even hard. So first you help yourself, and then you help two others, and you encourage them to help two others, and so forth. If one individual can reach personal peace in 6 to 12 months, then we are quite realistically less than 32 years away from global peace. And possibly a lot closer than that. It could be as little as 15 years. Why? Because most people are in stage 4 to stage 5 already. So I would believe that we're more like 15 years away. And all you have to do is spend 6 months helping yourself. And then 6 months helping two other people. To people that you care about, people that you know, people that you want real connection with. And that's it. Sit back and watch your branch of the tree grow. You could ultimately be responsible for billions of people finding peace, entire countries finding peace. Very cool. So lastingpeace.org is here to make sure that you have the roadmap to guide yourself and others can use it to guide themselves. And lots of cool resources. We are building what I hope will be the world's best personal development resource database, where you can come and you can look for resources depending on which task you're working on. You can look for books, audiobooks, podcasts, websites, and stuff that help with that particular task in that particular stage. So you can find one that really works for you. And it's all there to make your own journey and that of others efficient and effective and even fun, and help track your tree branch as it grows from your neighborhood across the whole world. So check it out, lastingpeace.org. Lastingpeace.org is not designed to connect people. It is designed to track the tree and encourage its growth. So to find a mentor, you want to find someone who's already been through these stages themselves, either through the Purna Asati roadmap or by whatever means, it doesn't matter, and have them mentor you, or send me a message. I will get you a mentor so that you are not having to do this alone. And that's what makes it really, really effective. Start at stage 1 and work your way through. Once you get to about stage 6, you want to start helping some other people. But you can always take it all the way to stage 11 if you want to. And then help others get there as well. And we even made it so that you can pick up very cool titles for your resume along the way, so you can actually grow your career at the same time as you are growing your relationship with yourself. Cool stuff. So check it out. Lastingpeace.org. It is linked up down in the show notes. And think about where you are on the cycle of stages and where you would like to be. It's as simple as following the roadmap. If you sign up at lastingpeace.org, you get automatically put into an email course that's going to email you homework about every 3 weeks that will help you progress through these stages efficiently, in the most efficient way possible. I know, because I developed it. So make sure that instead of taking a decade with your personal journey, it's more like 6 to 12 months. It can be done. Enjoy. This is my gift to you. Let me know how it goes. Send in your thoughts, ideas, and questions using the link in the show notes. And I will see you on the next podcast. As always, I am wishing you, Perna Asati, complete connection.